people, and that's exactly what he did here with President Trump.
Did he say
that he believed him, or did he simply say that he thought Putin was sincere, or he believed what he said, and later said that he cast his vote with our national security people?
Right. Well, he did change his tune, Charlie, to the latter, to saying, you know, he's with our intelligence agencies. I think the key issue here with regard to the president and our intelligence community is that he seems to think that it's a political entity, a political tool, and that scares me, because the last president who saw our intelligence community that way was Richard Nixon, who then used the FBI and the CIA inappropriately.
And Mike, what message does that send to U.S. intelligence when you see the president abroad flip-flopping, as some people say that he did?
Well, it makes them wonder whether he's listening or not to what they say. And these are individuals who take great risks, right, for this country, and they're not going to take those risks if the president's not listening.
How significant is it that the United States has withdrawn from the TPP, and then during this trip you see these other countries that the president was visiting, in a sense, coming together with TPP and therefore making it possible for some kind of relationship with the Chinese?
Charlie, I think that's a great question. I think the most important thing that happened on this trip is the tentative agreement between 11 countries to go forward with TTP without the United States in the room. This is going to benefit economically all of those 11 countries. We're not going to benefit, and this is also going to strengthen Chinese influence in the region. Again, we're the big loser.
All right, Michael Morrell, thank you for joining us.
Welcome.